The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's going on, Michael?
Not much, Doug. How are you?
I'm doing great, man.
Good, yep. Buddy. That's good to hear. Getting ready for the holiday, the big holiday coming up.
Yep. Wish all our listeners who celebrate a very, very Merry Christmas. It's exciting time of year. We celebrate Christmas in our household, and, the kids are all fired up, big... Tuesday's a good day of the week for Christmas to fall if you're in school.
You get those extra days.
It's big, right? Because you got New Year's Eve is then the following Tuesday, so it's one of the best. I think Wednesday's the optimal day. But Tuesday's a pretty good day. So Ava and Jack are, pretty fired up about their days off coming up and Christmas and all that fun stuff. And I know that, you and I were talking and you and your family got a lot of exciting stuff coming up too. It's just really, it's a fun time of year, Mike.
Yeah, it sure is.
Haven't been very fun in the market though lately, has it?
No,
time for Ebenezer Scrooge to show up for a minute.
Yeah, not too much fun and not too exciting.
No.
Well, maybe exciting, but not too much
all
fun.
All depends on where
there's
you,
action.
Yeah, all depends on where you are, in the whole grand scheme of things. But, Michael, when we sit back and we look at the body of work, and this is really what is important for, people to do when it comes to, owning investments and a portfolio and all that is, you can't get caught up in short-term activities that are going on in the markets. I mean, the market has basically been nothing but up since 2008, right? So 2009. So, where are we now in the whole grand scheme of things? Okay, but there's no lying and there's no sugarcoating. We've seen a tough sledding the last, 2 months or so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just to say it's been absolutely terrible. But with that being said, it is what it is, right? And the cards that have been dealt you. And like you said, trying to short-term it, if you will, in your mind is probably not the way to do it.
Right? Well, it's definitely not the way to do it.
Right. And, as you said, since 2008, the market has been virtually up, but I'm not going to correct you. I'm just going to point out a fact. I'm not saying I'm correcting you. There's been some interruptions along the way.
100%. Okay? But if you look at that, that's my point.
And I don't remember the exact years, Doug, or how much or whatever, but I remember one or two times, I'm going to say, I think twice there was some where it was pretty bad where people were saying, oh boy, here we go. Is this 08 again?
But I'm not mistaken. Everybody goes as soon as we see a little bit of a rough patch in the market now. It's like, oh, my goodness, are we going back to 08 again?
Right.
But if I'm not mistaken, I think it was 13 and 15 where we had, some tough sledding in the in the markets there. But, Mike, this year in hindsight, when you go and you look, the Federal Reserve raised interest rates, a bunch of times this year. And, they just did it again this past week. And, so that has a lot to do with what's going on out there in the investment world as well.
Doug, can I get into that for a little bit?
If you want to.
Because it's really had me thinking, looking at things, the interest rates. And I know the president was against rates being raised. He was pretty vocal about it. And there was some people on TV, you know, market people that were very, very upset about it, saying that they shouldn't have done it and all this stuff. And it really is really a strange way how our system works, right? The economy's doing really well, and they raise rates to kind of step on it, right?
Right.
Because raising rates generally hurt a lot of areas and a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, isn't that kind of really strange? Just even for, let's not get into the whole economics and why they have to do it. Obviously, they have to kind of try to do it that way, right? To keep inflation away. I get that. I don't want to go into an economic lesson here. I just want to keep it very basic for the listener. But isn't it really something like, it's kind of strange. The economy's doing good, so we have to try to slow this thing down and hurt it.
Yeah,
I mean, did you get that feeling this week? I did. Just,
well, that is always the feeling, Mike.
Yeah,
that is always always the feeling.
That's why I brought it up.
They want to try to, you know, and it's a good point to bring up because people will question, they don't understand why the Federal Reserve, you know, moves interest rates. And the reason they move interest rates is because they have a target inflation number in mind that they try to hit. And they want to say, they're saying they want to be systemic 2%. Which, and what that means, I'm sure there's a lot of people who heard that and are like, what does that mean?
Yeah, exactly.
That means you want to be 2% to target, and for the same amount of time periods you're under 2%, you should be over 2%, right? So that's what they mean by systemic 2%. Now, for the ninth year in a row, we're coming in under 2% of inflation. So a lot of people are like, well, then why are they moving the interest rates a little bit? And because the fear is that if they didn't, that it could explode up, and that's bad for the economy.
Yeah, you know, and I get that, but it's just you know, kind of like so many things, and I think for the listener, I'm trying to speak to the listener out there.
Yeah.
So many things are like good news is actually bad news for the market sometimes, right? Sometimes, like, let's talk about employment or unemployment, right? So when unemployment starts going up, then they're going to say, well, we could start lowering interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like bad news is good news because when they lower interest rates, it's generally better for the market.
Sure.
You know, so we kind of live in this world that's very, very economically strange on how we operate. I get it. The economy's worked very well and been around a lot longer than you and I have even existed on this planet.
Yep.
You know, I get that. But it's just very, very strange. And I think people at home, I don't know if they picked up on it or not, or listeners, but you heard, yeah, they raised interest rates and, you know, you heard some backlash that it hurts the economy. So it begs the question of, well, why would you do that?
Well, Mike, do you remember, this is very reminiscent to me of back in the late 1990s when, you know, we were really, you know, ripping and roaring growth wise and, you know, stuff like that. And I remember doing the show back then when we would tell people, you know, the market would get beaten up because the Federal Reserve raised interest rates because they were trying to, you know, temper it and keep it what they want a slow and steady, you know, boom, consistent is their objective. Now, it's impossible to achieve, but that's their objective.
I'll bring it a lot closer than that. And you and I were on the air saying it almost all the time when we were coming out of the 08 recovery, both economically and market wise. And it was like slow, gradual. And some people were complaining, oh, it's not quick enough. Things aren't happening quick enough. But it was headed in the right direction. The turtle, in that case, was the way to go. And we kept saying, this is excellent for the stock market.
Right.
Because it's very slow, very steady, nothing too jerky for
very
lack
predictable.
Of a better word. Yeah, yeah. And that's what we did see. And now you're into the period of, well, now you're getting some real rate fluctuation, right, to the high side because of how things are.
And, you know, Mike, one of the problems that people have out there is there's something in our business, folks, that we refer to as recency bias. And what that means is that you just remember the things that have happened the most recently. All right. That's all it means. And it affects not just the investment world. It's every area of your life. But volatility in the investment arena is normal. And there's periods of time when you get high volatility like we're seeing right now. And there's periods of time when you have low volatility like we've seen many times in the past. And it is part of the process.
Yeah.
There's nothing that you're going to do about it. So, you know, you just have to make sure that when you do any sort of investing or portfolio building or anything of that nature, that the risk that's being taken with those funds and the potential volatility that can come along with that is in line with how you feel and your attitudes and what you're willing to accept. Because I know, Mike, that I've heard some people say in the last couple of weeks, I think I'm just going to throw in a towel here. And I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You know, and if that's your mindset, then your investment, portfolio or whatever vehicles that you have probably aren't in line with your overall objectives and your ability to assume risk.
A couple other thoughts on this whole market downturn, Doug, is that people have to kind of realize what's going on. What I mean saying that is that things were very good in the market for a very long period of time, and I think we all kind of get spoiled. So this is kind of sudden, if you will, and it may not sit well, or people kind of, like you said, recency, people might have kind of forgotten about that this does happen along the way.
Sure.
Through the years, and although it's happening now, what's going to happen in the future is we have to, think of what's going on here. So I think that's something people have to get over.
Mm-hmm.
They have to contemplate and get over. The other thing too is, it's funny, we talk about throwing in the towel, and you and I have said forever, if you're going to throw in the towel, throw it in while the market's booming.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's the time to go, not when it's getting hit, and that's what causes problems too, because you're thinking of, that's what hurts people's minds. They start getting nervous and they say, maybe I should just throw in the towel. Maybe this should be it.
Right.
And then they say, no, I'm going to hang in. And then the market goes down a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And now it's getting like more nervous, more jittery. And you just got to, I'm saying focus for lack of a better word. I don't know. Can you think of a better word? But you got to not make irrational decisions.
Don't make irrational decisions. That's 100% true. Right. But what backs that up is, don't make irrational decisions, but make sure that you have a rational strategy in place. You see, this is where the rub comes into play, Mike, is that there's going to be people who are listening to our show right now who are uncomfortable. Right. And maybe they're not uncomfortable yet because they didn't get their statement in the mail. Right. Their statement's going to come. They might only look at their statements on a quarterly basis. And maybe their statement's going to come in January and it's going to show a negative performance in the last quarter of the year. And that's going to make them uncomfortable. And maybe even act irrationally. And the issue there is that if you had a strategy in place and somebody spoke to you about this beforehand, you wouldn't be ready to make an irrational decision. Did that make sense, what I said?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You're going to see it down. You're going to see it down.
You might.
You're going to see, you might. Okay,
right.
Always might. Not that can't say, I get it.
Right.
So if you do see a down number, okay, you're saying, what strategy do you have in place?
Right.
And for many people, this becomes a non-event.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people, it's an important event.
Right. And that's
what you're saying is, either you planned or you didn't, and either you planned for your goals and your lifestyle. Like we try to, I'm going to say about our clients, how we try to handle our clients is we plan for their goals and for their lifestyle, and not a bad 2 months in a market destroys them forever.
Right. And,
is that fair the way I
100%. Okay. But what I want to, before we wrap this segment up here, what I want to emphasize to people is that even though you hear what Mike and I are saying right now and you understand that, please don't just blindly say, okay, well, then I'm just going to ignore it.
Right, right. No, no, no.
Okay, I'm just going to ignore it because, they say that, over the long term, the market, but it's over the long term with a strategy that's appropriate for you is the most important thing. And I don't want to see people just, be a financial ostrich and take their head and bury it in the sand and pretend that none of this is going on. What I want them to do is to, be alert and to know what's going on and to know how it impacts them and if they should change something.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, no. What you're saying is perfectly making sense.
Right. Also want to let you know, folks, we're here for you.
Yeah.
If you're out there on your own right now, and you need somebody to talk to and pick their brain or bounce, pick the phone up and give us a call during the week. You're always welcome to do that. We don't mind if you pick the phone up and you know, bounce some ideas off us or talk to us. That's what we're here for. You know, and remind you before we go to break here in this section, you could go to our website. Look at our website. It's wealthmanagegroup.com. Wealthmanagegroup.com. Go there. Check it out. You can even drop us an email via there, right? We're available for you. All right. Let's hop to a break, and we will be right back, folks.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're spending some of your time here with us this weekend. And, you know, Mike and I come out here and we try to talk to you about money and try to educate you and motivate you and get you going in the right direction and see if we can, you know, help you be a success, whatever that means to you, with your money, and see if we can help you make the right decisions and get you going in the right direction. And Mike, this week I was spending a lot of time doing some reading and research and stuff like that. I had a little bit of downtime, and I was thinking about people that we come across and people that we meet, and do they really fall into categories? And I think that they fall into multiple categories. And as I was starting to formulate this up, I kind of came up with two initial categories. And as we progress over the next few weeks, we'll expand this maybe into a couple of additional categories. But I think that many people, when it comes to their money, can lay awake at night worrying about their money for different reasons. All right? And I think that you basically have the people who lay awake at night over worries. And you've got the second group is people who lay awake at night wondering how they're going to accomplish their objectives. So let's break these down into two different categories and spend some time and just talk about what are some of the things that we think that in the worry category keep people
up at night, and then we'll get to my point that I want to get to after we discuss this.
Sure. I'll kick it off, all right? And in the worry category, one of the big ones is too much debt. You know, Doug, that's always at the kind of top of the list, right? That's from our observations, what we see, whether it's, you know, too much credit card debt and too much mortgage, or, you know, hey, I'm, you know, 58 years old and I got 20 years left on the mortgage. How am I going to do this? I need to retire. So when we talk about too much debt in various ways, right? Truly too much money, or sometimes just timing issues of debt doesn't work out.
I think, and I don't know, this is not scientific, this is just what my gut tells me, that's the biggest one of them all.
Sure, yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That's why we put it number one on the list here.
No argument here.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest one of them all. People worrying about, you know, oh my goodness, how am I going to make the credit card payment, the car payment, the mortgage payment, you know, the what have you, you know, where they have a liability and a responsibility, and, you know, they want to keep that obligation, but how are they going to go about doing this? Maybe they found themselves into a circumstance where maybe they bit off a little bit more than they can chew.
And I'm going to give you one more. Too much school debt. Either the parents took it on, or they have to help the children, and there's that school debt and the payments this per month. School debt's another one at the top of the list.
Oh, and you read the articles now about the amount of school debt that's outstanding. You know, it's a lot.
Yeah.
The second thing, and this is not in a specific order, but the second thing I think that people lay up at night and they worry about is that they haven't saved enough money, Mike.
Yeah. You know, Doug, you're absolutely right on that. And they start, you know, I guess, where did the time go? What did we blow our money on? What were the setbacks that made us not save, if you will?
Right.
And I think they spend a lot of time recreating the wheel, if you will, of why they didn't succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And with the numbers they have. And yeah, I think that's, you know, with the debt, that's probably, you know, 1A right behind it.
Yeah. You know, and it comes right in there, and it's, you know, I haven't saved enough money. What am I going to do? You know, that kind of thing. And then I think it comes into the third thing that I have here that, you know, we wrote down, is that because I think a lot of people who are getting older are tired of going to work on a daily basis. And that's where I think some of this other stuff starts to kick in, is that they start to feel like, oh, I do, you know, I would like to stop working, but I don't know if I saved enough money. I've got all this debt. And you know, and there's probably somebody listening to this radio show right now, because this is on in the morning, that didn't have a good night's sleep last night because they were thinking about this stuff.
Yeah, Doug, you know, the tired of working is both mental and physical, okay? There's people that are just saying, hey, I have some physical issues. You know, I can't keep going, or how am I going to keep doing this to try to get to the end of the road, if you will. And then there's also the mental beatdown.
Yep.
And you know, bad day at the office or bad day at the job, whatever you want to call it. And that kind of gets that mind swirling about the financial issues.
Mm-hmm.
Too much debt. How am I ever going to get out of this? How are we going to pay it? I didn't save enough. What went wrong along the way? The student loans. That mental day can really play with you.
You know, Mike, I was talking to a client during the week who's an elementary school teacher, and she's been an elementary school teacher for some 30-odd years. And, you know, as much as she tells me, I absolutely love what I do, I'm not a spring chicken anymore, and I'm tired. You know, it's tiring teaching first and second graders. And I go, I get it. And she goes, "If I just love it. I wish I could do it forever, but I'm just tired, and I think that it's time for me to retire." And, you know, you got to respect that.
Sure. I mean, 30 years is a very long cycle.
Yeah.
At anything.
Yeah. You know, no doubt about it. So then, Mike, the next thing I jotted down here was that I think that lack of an overall financial strategy keeps people awake at night, too. You know, rather, you know, they don't. It's like, what am I doing here? Like I got, you know, maybe I do have a little bit of money, or I am saving, but what am I doing? Like, why am I doing this? It's just people, you know, they think about this stuff and it keeps them up.
Well, you know, Doug, when all the other things are going through your mind on the list that we've mentioned, then you start realizing, I don't have a strategy.
Right.
Like, how do I solve this? How do I move forward? What, you know, kind of like, what's the game plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to attack this thing no different than having some sort of an issue at your home, you know, plumbing, carpentry, electric, right? Oh my gosh, but what's the game plan? You know, how am I going to rebuild this? How are we going to redo this? And no different in your financial world, and that's where you start thinking of the lack of strategy starts kicking into your mind.
Sure, which brings us to the next thing on the list, and that's what I know because people have told me this, is that how am I going to create income at retirement? All right, I want to retire, and I got this money, but what am I going to do to create income at retirement? How am I going to get – I got a paycheck coming through the door. When I stop getting a paycheck coming through the door, how am I going to get money through the door? They don't know how to do this, and they worry about it.
Right, and because people can't – because they don't know how to do it, they can't visualize it.
Okay? Right.
And that becomes a problem.
Right. Well, but it's like anything. Like, just think about it, Mike. If you have something that you have to do – I don't know, if something needs to be repaired at your home and you don't know how to do it, you're overwhelmed.
Great point, Doug, because there's so many things that go wrong, and you look at it and you're like, oh, what now? What's this problem? And then you'll call out a professional and they'll be like, oh, yeah, well, it's just this. We're going to have to do this. And it's like, wow, that was so easy.
Yeah.
And the same thing, you know, when it comes to your retirement income, people have saved money, 401ks, 403bs, IRAs, Roth IRAs. They have money, but they can't visualize or they don't know how to transition that into an income stream to last 25, 30 years of the retirement life.
Yeah, you know, and it's something that they think about. And one last thing that I had on the list here is that then there's the people that do have money, but they're worrying, am I doing the right things with my money? And these are all things that I think it's somewhere, you know, keep a lot of people awake at night.
Yeah, you know, Doug, that's the old, you know, having the carpet pulled out from underneath me, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, I got some bucks. I'm doing okay. I'm doing the thing, but am I doing the right things? Is this money subject to market loss? Is it subject to taxation? You know, the evil things that are out there that erode wealth.
Mm-hmm.
And again, like, I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, and the kind of a fear of the unknown.
Yeah. So that's a group of people that I think stay awake at night worrying. They're kind of worriers, and you know, these are some of the things that, you know, related to money that they're worrying about. Now, I want to move to the second category of people, and I think this is a category of people who can be forced to stay awake at night for a different reason. And that's because these people are ambitious and driven, and they want to get things done, but they wonder to themselves how to do these things. How am I going to get these things done? How do I get the ball going here? Like, you know, what I put on the list here, Mike, in our notes is that accumulate wealth. You know, there's people who stay awake at night and say, how am I going to accumulate wealth? I don't understand money. What am I going to do? I need to accumulate wealth. How am I going to do it?
Yeah. You know, Doug, a little bit of that type A personality
mm-hmm.
falls into this category. And, you know, I need to accumulate wealth. I am accumulating wealth. I want to accumulate more wealth. I don't think this is enough wealth. You know, that kind of that driven, want to get after it every day person. And that's what's eating them up.
Right. You know, and I think these categories of people, it's common that you'll find them. They're age bracket categories, too. I bet you.
Yeah, I could probably.
You know, if we think this through, right, and you know, we talk about this over the next couple of weeks as we're trying to formulate this, I think that this may be a little bit of a younger demographic of people who we're talking about here because, you know, they want to accumulate wealth, and then they'll also stay, you know, awake at night thinking to themselves, all right, what can I do to retire early? I want to retire. I am not working till 65 or 75 years old. I want to retire early. How am I going to get this done? And they stay awake trying to formulate this in their head.
In a lot of ways, good problems, don't you think, Doug? This category?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? Just different. So the first ones were worriers that we said. These are, and stay awake at night worrying about those issues. These are people who are ambitious, who want to accomplish these things, and they stay, because they're so driven and so ambitious, they stay awake at night trying to formulate how to do this.
Correct. And you know what, Doug? Sometimes money creates problems, right? Like when they say, you know, that old theory of, oh, you know, when you had nothing, you didn't have any problems. Now that you have money, you got problems.
Right.
Right. So it's kind of in that camp. But, you know, Doug, another thing is, you know, like, you know, I need to accumulate wealth. I want to retire early. I want to travel, you know, while we have our health.
Yep.
You know, we've heard that so many times from clients, right? We want to, you know, I don't want to work forever and I want to be able to travel because, you know, I've spent so much time working so hard. It's time for us to enjoy it a little bit. You know, that's another one on the list.
Yeah. And, you know, as you and I both have a friend who kind of took the bull by the horns in that category in his life right now. He's going on trips. He said he wanted to travel, and he is going to trips to some of the wildest places, you know, that you've ever imagined in your life. And because he's ambitious as it comes to that, and has done a good job of taking the right steps to accomplish that for himself.
Sure.
You
sure.
know?
Yeah, you're right, though.
Sure.
And you know, Doug, as you're saying, naming these things and talking about these different things, is that the one thing that's coming into my mind is control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The common trait here is these people kind of want control. They want to have enough money. They want to make a decision. I'm retiring early. You're not retiring May. You get it?
Right.
You know, I want to travel the world. I want to do things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. You know, Mike, these things that I wrote down here and that we've been talking about here today, these are things that are very different in the scope of things. But both of these are two different types of categories of people who we've worked with over the years, people who we've designed strategies for and can help. And both of these groups of people may benefit from having financial strategies developed for them to try to take these worries off the table, to try to get these sleepless nights over with and minimized, and to have, you know, a good strategy and plan for themselves.
Yes, because, you know, again, Doug, they're two different camps. Even let's do the first group of people, and we're talking about debt and stuff like that. So many times people have assets and they have debt. And, you know, you recently spoke with a couple and worked for a couple, and really what it took was to be able to retire some debt.
Right.
And they just couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't see how to solve for their problem. And then once you suggested a couple things, it was like, oh, this is pretty easy.
Right. We didn't think about that.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you're 100% correct. So you know, you fall in one of these categories, and I know you want to maybe get out of the category of, you know, losing the sleep at night over these things. And you need to, you know, make sure that you do the right thing for yourself to do that. And, you know, we wanted to just let you know that we work with people to help you out of these categories, out of the sleepless night categories, if you will. We try our hardest to help you do what you want to do to get you going in the right direction.
And, you know, Doug, our experiences is, you know, the reason why we're able to boil it down, and like you said, there's people listening to right now saying, yeah, I'm category one, yeah, I'm category
right.
two, is because we have the experience with it. You know, we could sit down and you know, for the first time and start talking, talk about goals and take a profile on the people, and we immediately know, like, where they what these issues are and where they fall and what causes their anxiety, right? Because so many people come to us with anxiety for different reasons.
Yeah, different financial anxieties. You're 100% correct. So, I want to wrap this segment up here a little bit. Do you want to add anything into this?
No, I think we beat this pretty good.
Yeah, no. It was I think it was important, and you know, to let people know that, you know, these, we understand. You know, we get it. So, you know, don't be afraid to reach out. We will be right back.
Hey, Pete, what's going on? You look worried.
I'm not worried. I'm just confused. I don't know what to do about my business when I'm not here anymore. As you know, my son Mark is running the place now.
Yeah, I know. He's doing a great job. So what's the problem?
Well, my daughter is doing a terrific job, too, raising her children. A much harder job. But she doesn't do anything with the business, so Mark really deserves to get the business. But if I do that when I die, they won't receive an equal inheritance.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah, that is an issue. But, you know, I hear that Doug and Mike over at Wealth Management Group help business owners with such issues. I understand that they have a team of people who understand the issues that people who own their own businesses face, just like this one. In fact, I'm pretty sure I heard them speak about this exact issue on the radio. Let me give you their number, 732-340-1410. Write it down, 732-340-1410.
Okay, I got it. 732-340-1410. I'm going to call them right now. Thanks. 732-340-1410.
Thank you for calling Wealth Management Group. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to set up an appointment.
Wealth Management Group is designed to help you with any financial issue you face. With offices in many locations and their house call option, it makes them very easy to work with. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Once again, 732-340-1410. Call now.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and hope you're enjoying the show here on this this Christmas weekend here, Michael, where we're, yep. we're doing this show, and I guess we will have one more show for 2018. But one thing is for sure, that in our office, although it is holiday time, we've not really slowed down a lot. We've been busy with a lot of face-to-face meetings, a lot of telephone reviews and discussions with people, and you know, just a lot of exciting stuff going on. So during this, you know, segment of the show, it's what have you been up to lately? So why don't you take us out, fill us in on what you've been up to.
Yeah, you know, Doug, had an appointment this week with a new client, and very, very typical to what we talk about all the time on the show, or what we encourage people to give us a call and let's sit down and discuss. And it was a person that was about in a 2-year window heading towards retirement and had accumulated some nice pieces of different investments and different pots of money, but couldn't just see how this is all going to come together. Everything from, you know, discussion about, well, how much would you need to how much risk would you need to take on board, possible types of investments that would take place, and how this would all come together.
Mm-hmm.
Taxation, right? Taxable versus non-taxable pots, et cetera, so on. So it was a very good conversation, okay? And again, very, very typical. And you and I always touch upon this, right? People getting ready for retirement, right? And a couple ways to get ready, right? We talk about the social aspect of it, what to expect, what to do, what are you going to be doing? But then there's the monetary aspect of it, and how does this all flow for me?
Mm-hmm. Right. And that was, I know you came back, you know, from the appointment. You said it was a good, very positive appointment and you know, very, very beneficial. And that's always, that's what we're looking for here at the end of the day, you know, and it's, yep. it really is, you know, fun to see. I got a couple of things, Mike, that, you know, remind people here that this week I had grandparents send in checks for to make additions to their grandchildren's accounts as gifts for 2018. So, you know, remember if gifting is part of your strategy or your idea, that you've got a week or so here left to get your gifts given out there. And, you know, we got those in. And that's always nice to see. You know, the whole gifting thing and, you know, in the spirit, some people do it in the spirit of, you know, a holiday gift. Some people do it strictly out of the spirit of estate planning. And some people do it out of taxation. You know, whatever your motivation is, just a little reminder, we're coming up on the end of the year. And if you wanted to do it for 2018, it needs to get done.
Yeah, and also, Doug, in the tune of putting money away before year end, I know I have, and I know you have also, because, you know, here at the office together, people have been making IRA contributions, and business owners have been making SEP contributions. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of that, in light of what's been going on with the market, feeling that this may be an opportunity to go ahead now and put the money in. And then also 19, just, what, a week away,
mm-hmm.
You could actually start making your 19 contributions.
Right.
So people taking advantage of 2018, making their contributions here before the year end, even though there's time left going up the tax day. Right. But still, I just noticed some activity there going on. And I think it's a little bit more of people just really putting 18 to bed. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think they know they're getting towards the end of the year. What's left to do financially? Oh, I need to make my IRA contributions. I need to make my SEP contributions. Let's get those done, you know, before year end, whether they're clearing the checkbook or not.
Right.
You know, I really, you know, I can't comment, but a lot of that's been going on, too, here coming in the last couple of weeks.
Sure. And, Mike, another thing that this week I had a conversation with a client who called me up and said that they were going to buy a piece of property down in Florida and that they needed some money out of their accounts for, you know, for the down payment. And, you know, said to me, you know, basically, could you sell some stuff and send it out to me? So, you know, I had that. And I said to him, I said, well, when do you need to... You know, it was a sizable amount of money. It was in excess of $100,000 that they needed. So, you know, I said to him, you know, when do you need the money for? And, you know, he said, well, you know, they told me that I have, you know, whatever time frame, 10 days or 15 days to get the deposit into them. And I said, can I make a suggestion to you? Can you call them and see if you can give them the full deposit in 20 days? You know where I'm going with this,
sure.
I believe.
Yep.
And he said, why? I said, because then we can make a portion of the sale in your account this year and then a portion of the sale in your account next year and spread the tax liability that's going to be realized from that transaction over 2 years. Client, I have to say, was thrilled.
Yeah.
Because it's just guidance. And he made the telephone call to them. And he explained to the person why they wanted to do that, and they were amenable to it. They're like, "Yeah, sure, no problem. You want to make you give us a check on, you know, I'm making up a date,
yeah.
January 5th. January 5th is fine."
Yeah, and you know what? And that's great point there by you. And also, when you get down to this year end, there is a lot of stuff like that you can
yep.
do. You know, something in 18 and 19, or like I was just talking about the IRA contributions. You can make your 18 now, and if you want to follow it up with a 19, because if you feel that the markets are lower and you really want to get them in, and you know, there's a period of time here to do certain strategies because the calendar flipping from 18 to 19. And that's a great point what you just brought up.
Yeah, and Mike, I just want to talk about one other meeting that I had this week. And It the conversation was about estate planning, and it's a difficult situation for this family. But this is not uncommon, because it's a second marriage for the husband and the wife. Both of them have children from the first marriage and children two children together. So there's five children altogether, children from first marriages, previous marriages, not together. Children together, and the family is successful. All right. So with the problem that they're running into is that the one child from the current marriage is participating in the business and helping to build the business. Now, as far as the children are from the previous marriages, they see that one of their parents is doing very well. Now the dynamic comes into play with the estate planning of how are they going to handle this situation of, you know, distributing their assets when they're not here anymore, when they have so many multiple dynamics coming into play here. And it's only when you sit down with somebody like this and you get, in my opinion, either you get a whiteboard going, you get a pad and a paper going, and you start talking it through that you can design strategies. But Mike, this is, in today's society, a very common situation. And you cannot, folks, in my opinion, ignore that.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. And, you know, you're right. I mean, when you're saying today's society, you know, things have changed. Things are a little more different than the way they used to be.
Yep.
And you got to kind of adjust with it. And the estate planning, yeah, that's a biggie. You know, there's no doubt about it. And
in this circumstance, you know, the current wife, current husband and wife, for whatever reason, and this is not for me to judge, pass judgment, it's for me to help them plan on. She doesn't want the children from his previous marriage to get equal share, but wants her child from her first marriage to get equal share. So it's a difficult, challenging setup for that family.
Oh yeah, yep. And you know, but like you said though, kind of need to discuss it, need to get the pen and the pad out, if you will, and start breaking it down. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah, and listen, we'll work with them for solutions for to come up with that and to, you know, equalize the inheritance out there to what degree that they ultimately decide to. But these, you know, but that's, it's real, you know, Mike, it's real. It's out there. It's real. And, you know, there's, I guarantee you right now, there's somebody listening to this show that is in that same situation.
Yeah. Hey, Doug, you know, something came up this year I noticed too in our practice was I've had, I'm going to say a handful of appointments. I don't want to make them say a lot, but there's been between 3 and 5 of people needing to see me before year end and needing to get some things done and for various reasons. And, you know, year end does bring some sort of a sense of urgency, you know, and each case wasn't per se a copycat of the other. It was just different things going on at different times. Like, hey, do you have a few minutes for me? Can I come by? Type of thing, you know? And, you know, people wanting to address things before the year kind of went by. Not always either. Per se, Doug, like it had to be done by December 31st. Just people feeling like, I don't know, they just need to discuss.
Well, maybe
things.
In their mind it had to be done by December 31st. Yeah, but or just, maybe there was a goal or an objective for them.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, you really are staring at the end of, you know, the year here. And if you did have goals or objectives that you wanted to, you know, pull off, like, I'm really not too sure how I'm going to lose 15 pounds between now and the end of the year. So I think that goal is going to go down as a loss for me this year.
Carry forward.
No, because if I carry forward, but then I'll have to add something on, dude. I just can't carry.
Dude, you've been working like it's like a tax return. We do a carry forward.
I've been having lost carry forwards for years on that category, right?
You walked right into that one.
Yeah, I know I did. But hey, listen, it's fun, and who cares, right? If we can't sit here and laugh at ourselves, you know, about this, you know. What's it all for?
Yeah.
And so also I did this week for somebody a life insurance analysis for them. You know, went over their different policies for them and the different types of insurance they had, you know, what their premium outlays were, what their total death benefits were. But where we really cleaned them up was some of the policies were old, Mike. And I know, you know, people hear us talk about this as their beneficiary designations weren't up to date.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is just house cleaning. That's all that is. You know, this is just, you know, house cleaning and getting out there and making sure that things are going in, you know, in the right direction. And so what do? We got new beneficiary forms in it. And we said, fill these out and let's send them in. And you know, my little tip that I want to give everybody about this is that they're like, well, let's find out who the current beneficiary is. And I said, well, why bother? Just get new forms.
Right.
It's an easier process. Just get new forms and put down who you want it to be and send it in. And, you know, that's, you know, you don't have to go through the process of first saying, oh, yeah, is it this, is it that? Just get new forms, fill them out, and send them in.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. And I know you're a big advocate of that. Just get the new forms. It's the easy way to do it, so, you know. And, yeah, I don't know. So, I mean, I'm trying to think if there's anything else this week that really, you know, kind of took place. I know there's a lot of other things, but I'm trying to think of what really jumps off the page at me. But it just seemed like, Doug, you know, some people, I'm going to say forward thinking here, you know what I'm saying? And whether it was retirement and wanting to discuss things or people needing to see me before year end and getting some things done. We saw some IRA work being done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we're going to see now the new year comes, people getting ready to do IRA work before tax day. So a lot's going to be happening here. Pretty dynamic.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, Mike, one of the things that holds true today, that's held true all along, is that when it comes to, you know, planning and making money strategies and financial strategies, it still holds true to me is that people want simple strategies to accomplish their objectives. And, you know, it just is what it is. They want to take their complex situation. They want to make it simple. And that's one of the things that I think that we do very nicely.
Sure. You know? Absolutely.
So, all right, let's hop to a break. And there was something else you wanted to add?
I'm good.
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different, but one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back. And on this Christmas weekend here of 2018, and, you know, Mike, it really is, it's really amazing to me that that 2018 is coming to a close here, and that's, you know, it's in the you know, going to be in the books in another week. And it really has been, you know, quite a dynamic year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it certainly has been, and especially the last month or two here, kind of surprising.
Yeah, and I'm not just saying, and I don't just mean in the investment world. I just mean in the world.
Yeah,
you know, it's been a dynamic year, and there's been a lot of negativity. You know, a lot of it's been a rough year for in a lot of different ways. You know, out there, and I'm hoping that, you know, as we close out 18 and we move into 19, is that we can start to everybody out there take a more ambitious and optimistic, you know, approach to everything. And I think one of the things that, and I know you said this a couple of weeks ago, one of the things that you and I need to concentrate on, and that is, you know, bringing optimism and ambition, you know, back to our listeners here in 2019.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it, Doug. I mean, that's what we aim to do. You know, we aim to get you, you know, again, thinking, educated, motivated, and to, you know, let's get after it. Let's accomplish it. You know what I'm saying? Type of mentality, not the negative always dragging you backwards.
Tiring, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. There's plenty of that. You know, you want that, go put the TV set on.
Right. And you know,
you don't need that from us.
No.
You don't
need that
from your financial advisor.
And listen, we're good at that. We've never, you know, we're not negative in approach and all that stuff. I'm just saying, you know, in general, we'll do our part to you know, to stay ambitious. And listen, American Dream is alive and well, man, in this country, right? There's plenty of opportunity abound, yeah. You know, regardless of what you'll see on the TV or, you know, any of that nature. And, you know, having a plan and winning is really, really, you know, I was listening to an old audio that I had the other day, and I even forget who it was, you know, business person or whatever. And they said, win tomorrow tonight. And the point behind that was set up your tomorrow tonight before you go to bed is what that person was talking about. And Mike, can't you apply that to everything? right? Win 2019 now. Get the ideas rocking and rolling and a good mindset going today.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I agree.
You know, and we can help, you know, move people along in that fashion and get them going in there. And we're always available for you to sit down with us, have a complimentary consultation, talk to us, pick our brains, run an idea behind us. We're also available if you want guest speakers to come out and speak. We're available to, you know, to talk about different various topics if that's something of interest to you. You know, a whole, you know, plethora of different things that we could potentially do for you. And the only way to find out is you got to ask, right? And you may ask us to do something that we have no idea if we can do or not, and we may have to run it by the compliance department or, you know, something of that nature. But if you don't ask, who knows?
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, Doug, I guess if, you know, what we're really saying here, folks, is if you have a need, you have a desire, you have a goal, call it what you may, we're here to help, you
right.
know? And if you feel like it's, you know, you need that help, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's overwhelming or how do I do this? Yeah, I should do this. I want to do this. Anything to that sense, pick up the phone, give us a call. That's what we're here for. And we're here to bring a positive, motivational light to your affairs.
Yeah. And, you know, and try to help you accomplish your goals and objectives and, you know, live things, you know, with a meaningful purpose with a good sound financial backing and strategy in place.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so we're going to wrap it up, folks. Again, we want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas. We'll be back again next weekend with a year wrap up show, if you will. And, you know, until then, do us a favor. Be fiscally smart and have a great holiday. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right. A no-cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on Your Financial Future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Securian Financial Services, Incorporated, and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for Your Financial Future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.